afternoon, and welcome to Education Today. My name is Dr. Sarah McManus, and I am your host. This program is brought to you by the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and the content of this program is intended for blind and print-impaired audiences. On this program, we cover topics related to both core curriculum areas, such as math, English, and science. We also cover areas related to the expanded core curriculum for blind individuals. The expanded core curriculum has 9 unique areas, including orientation and mobility, social interaction skills, independent living skills, recreation and leisure skills, self-determination, and many more. Today we will discuss a wonderful program where adults can enhance these skills through a program called Camp Dogwood. My guest today is Susan King, who is the director of Camp Dogwood. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yes. And Susan, we met at the NCCVIB conference, which is the North Carolina Conference on Visual Impairment and Blindness.
That's correct.
And we had a wonderful conversation about Camp Dogwood, and I knew at that point you had to be on this show.
Lucky me.
Yes. So we're just going to have a conversation about Camp Dogwood today to help inform the audience about how they can get involved and what they might expect once they get there. So can you start by telling our audience about what Camp Dogwood is and where it's located?
Sure. I'm sure most folks have heard of the Lions Clubs here in North Carolina, and we're very fortunate to have a very active organization with the Lions Clubs here in North Carolina. Camp Dogwood is a program and a campus owned and operated by the North Carolina Lions. We are fortunate. We've got 65 acres in Sherrill's Ford, which is a little township on the north end of Lake Norman in Catawba County. We're about halfway between Charlotte and Hickory. And we do 10 one-week overnight sessions of a summer recreational retreat. We call it camp because originally the program, which started in 1967, was much more of a traditional camp. But over the years, it's evolved into more of a retreat, and the campus is a retreat center.
Oh, wow.
Camp makes it sound rustic, but it's not rustic.
Oh. Yeah, when I think camp, I think in the woods, kind of roughing it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. When I say the word camp, especially when I go out and visit different VIP groups and VIP support groups, mini centers, I say camp and people kind of wrinkle their nose. I'm like, no, I know you're thinking kids, tents, bunk houses. That is not us. We have this terrific facility. We have these dormitories with hotel style rooms and amenities. And the campus is very accessible. It was built for accessibility. I kind of kid around and call it a stationary cruise. You know, folks come, they get a guest room, they come to the dining room for meals at scheduled times. And in between, they have a variety of recreational options to choose from.
Wow, that sounds exciting. So tell us what a typical day would be like for a camper.
Sure. Typically campers arrive on a Sunday afternoon. We have dinner, then we have a little orientation, and then Monday morning we start with all the fun activities we've got at camp. So we're on Lake Norman, so swimming, boating, fishing. If you're feeling, you know, in the need for a little excitement, we'll take you tubing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, we have a great tube. Anybody can go tubing. It's like a big floating sofa that you sit on and just hold on to with the handles. And it's so big that you can put two people on it. So you can go tubing with your friends, or if you would feel more comfortable, with one of our lifeguards. So.
Wow.
And we have a waiver from the Wildlife Department. The folks of the Wildlife Department are so good to us. They give us a fishing waiver.
Oh.
So that anyone who wants to fish from our campus, whether they have a fishing license or not, is able to fish. We provide the poles. We provide the bait. We'll even bait the hooks and take the fish off for you. You know, however involved you want to be with that. We've got a swimming area. It's roped off so nobody goes too far out in the cove. And actually, we're on a large cove off of Lake Norman, so it's very quiet back there. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of boat traffic, which is wonderful. It keeps things nice and quiet and calm. And so, like I said, and boating, my goodness, we run our boats every day, all day during the week. Everybody loves going for a boat ride. So we've got 2 pontoon boats, and we take folks. They're accessible, so if you're in a wheelchair or use a walker or a cane, you're still able to easily get on and off of our boats.
That's great.
So they're very accessible using the pontoon boats. And also, we do off-campus trips. We go shopping. We go to the bowling alley. The Hickory Museum of Art has developed a touch tour or tactile tour for mm-hmm. us. So we go to the Hickory Museum of Art, and the docent leads us on a tour usually of the folk art gallery, because folk art tends to be very three-dimensional, and we're able to handle the objects and experience them through touch.
Wow.
Then we often have an art activity with them, and we do these textile collages, so they're also very tactile. Let's see, what else do we do? Oh, there's a nearby private zoo called Buffalo Beals, and they do a dedicated tour for us as well, so they have a petting zoo opportunity, but most of the animals there are the kind that like to eat out of your hand, so we all get bags of feed, and we get to pet the zebras and the camels and the giraffes and feed them, and it's a lot of fun. We also go to the North Carolina Auto Racing Hall of Fame over in Mooresville, and they have developed what they affectionately call their white glove tour for us. Mm. When we get there, they give us all white cotton gloves, and we're able to experience the exhibits there through touch. So we get to touch and sit in race cars, you know, and we get to touch Dale Earnhardt's car and Richard Petty's car, and we get a chance to sit in an old 1950s race car and get our picture taken waving a checkered flag just for fun, make our families jealous, you know.
Wow, it sounds like there's so much to do.
There is. We also have craft and art sessions in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. We have a talent show during the week. We play bingo one night. Bingo is big at Camp Dogwood. Wow. I swear if we didn't have bingo, we'd have a riot. So.
I know when I went on a cruise recently, that's what I wanted to do was play bingo with
my
mom.
Bingo's fun for everybody, you know. Yeah. Anytime you can win a prize, you know. Mm-hmm. We have a dance. We have a cookout.
Oh, my goodness.
This summer, I'm very fortunate. A concert pianist who lives in the area, her name's Joyce O'Neill, has volunteered to come out and play for us once a week.
Ooh.
So she's very, she said she'd play everything from Chopin to Gershwin and is very excited about coming out and playing for us as well.
Wonderful.
So we do off-campus trips as well as we have a lot of activities on campus. We recently built a recreation center. The summer before we built it, we surveyed all the campers and said, what would you like in the new recreation center that we're going to build? And so they wanted darts, so we have an accessible darts game. It talks to you and walks you through the game and whose turn it is and that sort of thing. We've got a pool table. We've got air hockey. More and more people are interested in keeping up with their exercise, so we have several exercise machines. We've got a rowing machine, an elliptical, and a recumbent bike for those who want to exercise. The other thing folks wanted was a hot tub, but we had to draw the line there. It wasn't really financially feasible to have a hot tub that only works 10 weeks out of the year. So
well, it's a retreat, you know, like a cruise.
But we've got a lake.
Tub.
Go swimming in the lake.
There
it's warm in the summer.
It's warm in the summer. There you go.
We've got a terrific picnic shelter that's right next to the lake, so it gets some nice breezes and has a nice view also. Most of our campus is centered on the waterfront, but we have miniature golf in our barn, which is at the far end of the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we built recently a 9-hole miniature golf course in the barn. Well, having it in the barn means that it's in the shade, so it's more comfortable to play. We've got fans in there, and if it rains, we can still play miniature golf because it's inside the barn. And if someone wants to go up there but they don't want to walk that far, we have two golf carts on our campus, and we're happy to carry folks around the campus.
Oh, wow.
So if they have mobility issues, like using a walker or a wheelchair or simply can't stand for very long, we can move them around the campus with the golf carts as much as they like. But we serve folks anywhere from 18 to 100 years old. Any adult who's at least 18 to, you know, we don't get too many applications from folks over 100. We'd be happy to take them, but you know, our camper base is anywhere from 18 to 100 years old. And so we have active activities for the more active folks and more relaxing activities. And when people come to camp, they can be as active as they want or not. Mm-hmm. I have folks that come to camp just to relax.
They
could care less about going tubing or fishing. They just we have these screened-in porches. We've got one on each dorm, and they're equipped with numerous rocking chairs. And we have a big screened-in porch facing the lake on our lodge. It's also screened in, and there's about 30 rocking chairs out there. And a lot of folks just need a break. They just want to get away. In fact, one of the things we do, we can help a little bit with transportation. We pick up at the train station and the bus station in Charlotte for folks that can get to us by train or bus.
Oh, wonderful.
And a few years ago, we had this camper, and he came, and our counselor, Jennifer, was picking him up at the train station. And he got off the train, and he announced to Jennifer, he said, I want the Do Nothing Award. And she says, what are you talking about? Well, on Friday nights, we give out silly awards that we've made up for the week, like Dancing Queen or Mr. Joker. So he was saying, I want the Do Nothing Award. And she said, what do you mean? He says, because I'm going to do nothing all week. Well, sure enough, true to his word, he sat on that porch and laughed and joked and told tall stories with his friends all week except for meals and bedtime. Mm-hmm. So on Friday night, we gave him the Do Nothing Award. Made his day.
That's wonderful. Sometimes when you go off, you just want a vacation. You want to relax.
Exactly.
And sometimes just sitting there and doing nothing just refreshes you and gets you ready for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, apart from all the activities that we do, the best thing I see going on at camp is the fellowship and the connection and the resource sharing.
Yeah.
You know, bringing this community together is invaluable. Because folks make new friends, you know, and we're working with folks who are at all stages of vision loss and visual impairment. Folks who are losing it are now losing their vision. Mm-hmm. Folks who've lost their vision some time ago. Some folks who are losing more and more. So, you know, everybody's got something to share. And there's this wonderful commonality of experience that draws our community together. And to bring everybody together in person, you know, people who don't get to get together with their friends are able to meet in the middle. Maybe they live on opposite ends of the state, but they can come to camp and spend a few days together at camp. And people who, you know, maybe they're just now losing their sight and they're the only visually impaired person that they know, they can come to camp and meet all these other people with the same experience and that common background. And they really reach out and help each other and assist each other. And that just makes my heart happy.
So how can our audience get involved if they've never been to Camp Dogwood before? How do they apply? How do they get there?
Well, they can give us a call. Hopefully they can get to a computer. If not, they can certainly give us a call. We have a website. It's nclionscampdogwood.org. Or if you just search, use your search engine and search for Camp Dogwood for the Blind and Visually Impaired, it'll take you right to our website. Applications are on our website. There's a lot of information on our website. There's also a little video with some really good audio that can tell you more about the camp program. You know, folks who come to camp need to be able to provide their own self-care. This is a recreational program. This is not a nursing or care program. So this is a recreational program. So like I said, campers need to be able to provide their own self-care. However, if they need assistance with simple things like insulin monitoring or blood sugar, blood pressure monitoring, we keep a nurse on staff throughout the summer to assist with these types of things. You know, if that's the only assistance you need, then that doesn't count against self-care skills. However, if someone does need assistance with self-care, they're welcome to bring a caregiver with them or a companion. You know, and some folks, you know, you don't even have to need to care if you want to bring a companion. You're welcome to bring your spouse or maybe one of your children, your friend, your sibling, one of your parents, especially people who come for the first time. They're kind of anxious sometimes and not sure what they're getting into because they're still thinking, ooh, camp, bunkhouses and bugs and And I find a lot of people, the first time they come, we want to bring someone with them just for comfort level.
That's wonderful.
And once they get to camp, they really understand and they get into the flow of things. And very often, the next time they come, they leave that companion home so they can have more fun. So
they slow them down, don't they?
That's what I've been told.
It's like I'm independent. I can do it on my own now.
Yeah, and we do. We, you know, we encourage independence at camp.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lady last summer come, and she is just now losing her sight, and she had come and brought her teenage son with her. And on Friday nights, we have a little session where we can share our thoughts about the week and that sort of thing. And she stood up and she said, I'm so glad I came to camp. She said, I'm losing my sight. And she said, I know I can take care of myself, but my family thinks I can't do anything anymore. And they're just holding me back and they won't let me do anything. They wouldn't even let me come to camp without bringing my son with me to help me. She said, but being here this week just shows me I can do what I want to do and I can take care of myself. And she said,
and
I can go home and tell my
family.
Exactly. And her son sees that and she can go home and show her family, you know, that you know, sight loss doesn't mean loss of independence necessarily, you know?
That's wonderful.
So she was very excited about that. And we get a lot of feedback like that where people are like, wow, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, we have a painting class. And for folks who still have some vision, they tend to be more representational in their paintings. But for folks who are totally blind or towards that end of the spectrum, we make the paintings very tactile. We use a lot of three-dimensional elements. We use pebbles and herbs and Spanish moss and raffia and tissue paper and all these kinds of things, and those tend to be more abstract. And the first summer we had this painting class, and we get painters, our paint painting teachers from the community to teach the painting class. Mm-hmm. So my friend Bob Nolf, who's a well-known painter here in North Carolina, came and was teaching the painting class my first summer there. And after the class, one of our campers, a gentleman who's become a friend of mine, Greg, came to me and he said, "Susan," he said, "thank you so much for that class." And I said, "Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it." He said, "It's not just that." He said, "I used to paint before I lost my sight." And he said, "When I lost my sight, I put my paints and my paint supplies away." He said, "I didn't think I could paint anymore, and y'all showed me today that I can."
Yeah, you just have to do it differently.
Exactly. He said, "I'm going to go home and get my paints and my brushes back out and start painting again." And I tell you, that made my summer.
Oh, wow. That makes my day today. That is wonderful. That's
so,
a great story.
People who, think a lot of folks find that there's things that they can do or things they thought they couldn't do anymore that they can. They just need the workaround and the supportive and comfortable environment.
That's right.
That we provide in that sense of community and fellowship that goes on at Camp Dogwood. So, but yeah, if folks will just, give us a call or an email, Google us, talk to your local Lions Club if you know someone in the Lions, any way that you like, your social worker, the social workers for the blind across the state are well acquainted with us.
Okay.
Many of them assist people who want to come to camp by helping them fill out their applications, arranging for sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
They have information. So the social workers for the blind, and we were at the NCCVIB conference, so the independent living specialists, the teachers for the visually impaired, professionals in the field all across the state know about camp. Can help connect you.
Wonderful.
And help connect anyone to our camp program.
Yeah.
And, it just takes reaching out and saying, "Hey, I want to go to camp," because we want you to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that campers pay a fee of $125 to come to camp for the week. It actually costs the Lions about $700 per person, but the Lions subsidize the rest of that cost through their year-round fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And but don't let money be the reason you don't come to camp. If that $125 is difficult for you, you just need to let us know, and either your local Lions Club or another Lions Club in the state can provide a sponsorship for you. So
That's
we don't
wonderful.
Want the fee to get in the way of anyone coming to camp.
So there's no reason to delay. Go to that website now. Say that you want to go. This sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
We've got plenty of spaces left for this summer. We'd love to have you join us. As a camp director, my motivation is to get some heads in the beds.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I love this program. As you can tell, I'm very enthusiastic about this program. It is my passion. And, I won't be satisfied till we're filling every bed every week.
Yeah.
So
give us that website one more time.
Sure. It's nclionscampdogwood.org. So NC for North Carolina, nclionscampdogwood.org. We also have a phone number. It's 800-662-7401, and that's 800-662-7401. Dial extension 230, and you'll get our camp office manager, Keisha, and she'd be happy to help you. We can get an application out to you in the mail. We've got large print applications.
Wonderful.
We also have fillable forms. We can email it to you. If you want to use it, do it on the computer, then you can do the fillable form and email it back to us. Whatever it takes. If you'd like some materials, we've got some brochures and informational materials we'd be happy to send out. And we also be happy to call you. If you want to call and just talk to us and ask us questions about the program, anything I haven't covered here, please call and talk to me. Or if you have a friend that know that you think would enjoy the program, give me a call and let me know their contact information. I'll call them up. I will do it. I've done it a lot of times where somebody says, "Hey, Susan, you need to call my friend Sally." I'm like, "Great, give me Sally's number. I'll call Sally up." "Hey, Sally, it's Susan at Camp Dogwood."
So, Susan, tell me about mobility.
Sure.
If there's a person that can take care of themselves and is just concerned about being able to get around at camp.
Absolutely. There are ground floor entrances and ramps to everything on the campus. And so folks who use a mobility cane get around the campus very easily. Folks who use support canes get around the campus very easily. It's a very simple campus. It's kind of set up in an oval. So if you stay on that oval, you will get to where you're going.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely. Areas like the area to get behind the kitchen, there's a speed bump there, which kind of demarks that part on the driveway. So we have tried to cover all those avenues. We're also continually trying to improve the campus. For instance, mm-hmm. this spring we redesigned the lakefront area. We doubled the width of the sidewalks. The sidewalks had gotten old and had cracks in them, so we put mm-hmm. in new sidewalks so they're nice and smooth so your mobility cane doesn't get stuck in the cracks.
Yeah.
And but we also doubled the width of the sidewalk because very often we're guiding people.
Mm-hmm.
I hire about 16, usually college students, to be counselors there in the summer. And they get, we do a week of intensive training before camp starts. They get their Red Cross certifications, first aid, CPR, AED defibrillator training. They take 2 days of boating safety and operation. They get their boating licenses from the Wildlife Department. Mm-hmm. And we also do a day with our friends at IFB Solutions in Winston-Salem where we do blind mobility, blind orientation, blind sensitivity, and sighted guide training.
Mm-hmm.
They also have to go through an extended period wearing blindfolds themselves and finding their way around the campus.
Okay.
So they get a good feel for what they need to be doing to best assist the folks who come to our camp program. And we're happy to guide folks. If you say, call us. If you're in your dorm and you want someone to guide you down to the lodge, we'll send somebody right up and as a sighted guide. But one of the reasons I said was talking about the sidewalks is because we realized that our sidewalks weren't wide enough because very often one of us is guiding two people, one on each arm.
Okay.
So we need some wider sidewalks. So
right.
We put those in this spring, or excuse me, last fall. So we're always continually trying to improve things. About a year ago, we put a ramp on the dock so that the ramp would go across the gap between the dock and the boat so we could roll wheelchairs on, mm-hmm. but also to make embarking and disembarking much easier for
Excellent.
Folks getting on and off the boats.
Sounds like you really care about the people.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, tell me about the room situation, because, when everybody thinks about going off to camp, they think of these bunk beds.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Our hard room, mattresses.
No. Our rooms are hotel-style rooms.
Okay.
Each room has 2 full-size beds. Mm. We provide all the linens and towels. I know when you hear retreat center, some retreat centers say bring your
Mm-hmm.
This is not us. We're more hotel style. We provide all the beds are made. We provide all the towels you need. In fact, we change the towels out daily in your rooms. If you've ever stayed in a hotel room,
it's just like that.
It's just like that. So you go in, there's 2 full-size beds. There's a private bath. There's the heating and air conditioning unit under the window, just like everywhere else. And you can change the heat or the air conditioning to suit your preferences. We have a number of handicap accessible bathrooms, as well as some bathrooms that have the roll-in shower stalls for if mm-hmm. someone's in a wheelchair or needs just the no threshold showers. We can put shower seats in most of the bathrooms on the campus. So this is what we do. Everything is designed to be as accessible as possible.
Yeah.
And we encourage you to if you have a friend with visual impairment, y'all pick each other for roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks that were full, if you come by yourself, we'll probably assign you a roommate. But we take a lot of care in trying to assigning roommates.
Okay.
We'll try and match folks by maybe region and age and interest and that sort of thing. Then again, I just say, hey, if you were taking
somebody.
A mini center or something, ask one of your new buddies in your mini center class or at your support group to be your roommate.
That's right. Bring them both.
But then again, I've got folks that want a new roommate every year because that's
how
they meet people. They love that. It's like, yeah, give me a new roommate. I want to meet somebody else this year.
Mm-hmm. So you go shopping. You have all these wonderful outdoor activities.
Mm-hmm.
You have wonderful, luxurious hotel-like rooms.
Mm-hmm.
What about the food?
Oh, the food's awesome. We have got this great cook. Her name's Tammy, and she started with us about midsummer last year, and everybody loves her and her cooking, and she is a terrific host in the dining room, too, because as soon as the food's served, she's coming around to the tables. You doing all right? Anything I can do for you? How you doing, honey? She's got that sweet southern charm.
Oh, wonderful.
And is charming the socks off of everybody, and she's also a very good cook, and
mm-hmm.
so she makes our menus. And the food is yummy. Basically, at mealtimes, we'll get everyone seated, and then my staff will bring the plates to the tables.
Mm-hmm.
We also have staff, and we have Lion volunteers who serve as table hosts to help encourage conversation and introduce people to each other. But they're also there to refill your glass, and if you want seconds, get you some seconds, that sort of thing.
Excellent, excellent. So it sounds like you have the full package.
Absolutely.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And I know that as camp director, you've seen a lot come and go over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
And I hear this is your 50th anniversary.
This is the 50th anniversary of Camp Dogwood. We started in 1967. During the week of July 16th, we are celebrating. We actually have a time capsule that was buried 20 years ago, so we'll be digging that up and burying a new one. And folks that come to camp are welcome to give us something to put in the time capsule. But we're going to have a dance with a band. And we're going to have a barbecue, and we're going to do all kinds of fun stuff to celebrate our 50th anniversary over the summer. We also have other specialty weeks apart from the regular activities that I've mentioned before. For instance, session one, we have North Carolina poet Katie Kehoe is going to come teach a poetry and writing seminar that week. Session four, jewelry artist Mary Hale is going to come teach an additional jewelry class. Mm-hmm. And it's a very good class. It always fills up every year. People love it. Session five, which is the week that encompasses July 4th, is our Celebrate Veterans Week. Mm-hmm. Anyone can attend that week, but we make a particular effort to invite the veterans, and we celebrate our veterans that week. We partner with the regional VA. That week, and we have kayaking and tandem biking, miniature golf tournament, and I think we're trying archery this summer, too. Keep your fingers crossed for us. But that's a really fun week, and we celebrate our veterans and the birthday of our country during that week. This summer, I'm happy to say we're also partnering with our friends at IFB Solutions in Winston-Salem to have a youth week during session six, which is July 9th through the 15th. Normally, our program is not set up to accommodate unaccompanied children, but they have a youth program, and they're great at working with youth. So we're partnering together to have what we call Camp Abilities, which is a sports program, a sports camp for youth with blindness or visual impairment. And we're expecting 24 youth that week, and volunteers and staff from IFB are going to come, and we're going to assist them. And we're calling it Camp Abilities H2O for water sports.
We're
going to focus on water sports that week, and I believe there's still some openings in that summer camp. There's going to be water skiing, stand-up paddle boarding, kayaking, swim lessons, as well as the tubing, fishing, swimming, and boating that we normally do. And we're very excited about this partnership and also being able to have a week to serve youth in our community
That's great. So if they're interested in Camp Abilities, then
they can call us or they can call IFB Solutions.
That is wonderful.
So we're happy to get them signed up and connect with that. Also, one of the things I'm really excited about that youth week is that in the latter part of the week, we're inviting the families to join us for a couple of days for some resource seminars and to show them what the kids have been doing. And so I love that we'll be serving the families as well as the youth.
That is great.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a few more minutes, so I wanted to make sure that if there was anything else that you wanted to say, kind of let us know, and then we're going to give them the website and the phone numbers one more time.
Okay.
And then we'll end our program today.
Well, we have a couple more specialty weeks this summer. Artist Amy Bergeron is teaching a nifty thrifty crafts week. She's going to do some alternative crafts, and that will be session 10, which is our last session in the second week of August. She's also teaching a painting class at the end of July. I believe the session 8, I think. At the end of July, she's going to teach an adaptive painting class, which we're really looking forward to. She taught painting last year, did an awesome job at it. So we're excited about having her back with that. We also will accept campers from other states if there's space available, you know, because we want to serve as many folks as we possibly can. They do have to pay an out-of-state rate, though, but they can contact us for information about that if they're interested. Also, you know, since we're part of the North Carolina Lions organizations, I hope folks know that the main mission of the Lions is vision and service. Mm-hmm. Call our phone number, which is 800-662-7401, not only for information about camp, but other vision-related programs we have. I don't know whether you know this, but for the Lions, in 1935 at our international convention, Helen Keller was the keynote speaker. And she charged them to be Knights of the Blind in the crusade against darkness. And the Lions took that to heart, and that has been our mission ever since, is vision.
Well, thank you, Susan. That's wonderful. We're so excited that you are with us today on Education Today. I hope all of you out there will call and ask about Camp Dogwood, and you'll be able to participate this summer for their 50th anniversary. Thank you, Susan, so much for joining us today. I'm sorry we've run out of time, but it was wonderful having you on our program. And just a reminder to all of our audience, this program is intended for blind and print-impaired audiences. This is Education Today, and I'm Dr. Sarah McManus. Have a great afternoon.